Pat Kenny Show. This.
We're coming to you live from the National Ploughing Championships. Thanks to Lidl, a text here. Thank you for your discussing this crisis in farming. We've had to listen to nurses, bus drivers, Lewis drivers, teachers protesting against their terms and conditions. Agriculture is the backbone of this country, and the majority of the population don't know and don't care. Farmers are busy people. They don't want to protest, but they have nothing to lose now. They are absolutely desperate. Earlier this year, the Law Society recommended reforming our divorce laws to allow for the enforcement of prenuptial agreements. The Justice Minister indicated he's waiting on a Law Reform Commission review before he will make any moves. However, it could be 2021 at the earliest before the Commission makes a recommendation. In the meantime, farmers are calling for beefed up legislation so that their assets can be protected in the event of a marital breakdown. Newstalk reporter Aideen Finnegan has been speaking to a number of farmholders about this very sensitive subject.
She take my money.
There is a saying that goes,
you go up the aisle with 100 acres and
you walk down the aisle with 50 acres.
And it can prompt anxiety in farming families.
Well, I'm in need.
The ending of a marriage could lead to the breakup of a farm as a couple divides their assets.
Yes, it's a trifling.
What does that mean for a holding that's been in the family for generations?
Friend indeed.
Then there's the term
gold diggers.
Gold digging.
Oh, she's a gold digger.
That could be unfairly thrown around.
Way over town.
So to protect everyone's interests, is the answer a prenuptial agreement?
That digs on me. She give me money.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Ireland has the lowest divorce rate in Europe, with less than one for every 1,000 people. But calls have grown louder in the farming community in recent years to legislate for prenups.
Holla, we want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah. It's something that you need to have.
They're lawful in Ireland, but not legally enforceable. Should they be? There are mixed views amongst these locals in Fenagh County, Carlow.
So prenup agreements, good idea, bad
absolutely.
Idea?
Absolutely.
Good idea. Like this prenups for generated for years. It's in America all the time, isn't it? You know, as I say, we're 10 years behind America, so it's time we copped on. What do you reckon?
Would you sign one?
I would. Absolutely.
And would you have any problem asking somebody else to do it?
I mightn't have any problem, but someone else might. You know, yourself.
Well, I think, say a woman was married into a farmer, a big farmer, and they split up after a couple of years. Well, then I think it'd be very unfair under a normal agreement that she would be entitled to half of that. No, he might have to give her a few pounds, that'd be different, but she wouldn't be meddling with his land, you know.
I suppose it depends on the relationship, and if you have a proper relationship, I don't think prenups should come into it. But I think a lot of the prenups have come from relationships that, I'm inverting my fingers here, you know, not what I would call proper, insofar as somebody's coming into the relationship and he or she, I have to be careful about that nowadays, he or she are seen as gold diggers. But do I think they're a good idea? On the whole, no.
There's two sides to every story. I think in the case that a woman is marrying into a farming family and is walking out after a few years, there should be some sort of an agreement that she wouldn't get anything. But I think if the woman's in the family for a good few years, they should be entitled to something. And vice versa, if it's a man that's marrying into the woman's family.
I think it is a good idea nowadays, because years ago, marriage was kind of for life. But more and more nowadays, it's not working out that way.
Would you ask someone to sign one?
I don't think I would, because if I was to ask that question, I don't think I'd be walking down the aisle.
Is this a thorny issue that isn't talked about?
It's not well talked about, no. Probably be more discussed between predecessors, which is understandable. At the end of the day, they provided that bit of equity for that successor.
So if prenups aren't enforceable, why draw them up? Wicklow family law solicitor Deirdre Burke explains.
So what a court does is it takes into account what is in the agreement, and it takes into account the intention that the husband and wife or the couple had before they were married as to what they wanted to happen when the marriage breaks down. So it's a factor to be considered when a judge makes a decision. When is a court more likely to take into account what's in a prenuptial agreement? That would be where there is already enough assets within the family for to make sure that the spouse who is leaving that business or that farm, together with the children of the couple, can be provided for from alternative assets. So If it were the worst case scenario where, for example, you couldn't buy another property or another house to accommodate a leaving spouse, then you could be looking at a farm being directed to be sold or part of the farm being directed to be sold. So the court will weigh up all of those factors.
Like, do you accrue more rights over time, or is it just as soon as you walk down the aisle, you have half a farm?
Okay, so there's a huge range of factors which a court takes into account. And it is definitely the case that the longer the marriage, the more likely it is that there will be a 50-50 split. But technically and legally, from day one, once you walk down the aisle and you walk back down and you've signed the civil register, you are entitled to 50% of the assets of the other person. But in practice, the longer the marriage, the more strength there is to that entitlement.
These are all the ladies in my life here. 70 milking cows here. And
Lorcan McCabe is a dairy farmer in Ballyborough, County Cavan. He's deputy president of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, which is in favour of prenup legislation. His farm has been in the family since the 1830s, and he will at some stage pass it on to his children.
Yeah, you know, as you said, it's been here. I think I'm the sixth generation that's here, and my family, whichever takes over, boys or girls, we're not sure yet. Yeah, I would like it protected reasonably, but I don't want it protected that much that it scares partners away. You know, a prenup, while some people will say it'll take the romance out of it, it'll put a bit of certainty in it. And, you know, once the couple involved, my family or any other farming family, once they know what they're signing, they're not coerced into it, it's not a condition or anything like that, I think the law should accept that.
Federation President with Meath ICA is Geraldine McNally. She's not in favour of prenups.
When we think about prenuptial agreements, we're really putting that catch in the marriage before the marriage even starts. And therefore, it, to my opinion, it could sow the seeds of doubt and mistrust within the family unit before the union even takes place.
And what's your own background, Geraldine? You took over a farm at quite a young enough age, really.
I did. When I was married at 26, and my father was a farmer. He's a retired farmer now. He gave me a portion of the farm, and he didn't think of the notion a prenuptial agreement, because his idea was that I had the foresight to choose a partner for life. And thankfully, so far, so good.
You know, when you were getting married, there wasn't divorce in Ireland, so maybe the situation wouldn't arise. What's the situation now for you passing on your farm to your family?
Well, Aideen, we've had this discussion with my daughter-in-law and my other son, who has a lovely fiancé. And, you know, and we've said, we trust the judgment in our boys' minds of the girls they have chosen. That's not to say we don't know what's around the corner, and I understand all of that, but provision should always be made for the credit that the partner has brought to a marriage and to a business should a breakdown occur.
Lorcan makes the argument that farming couples are unlike other married households.
Non-farmers, for example, get married, let's say a plumber or electrician, earning the same amount of money. If that relationship breaks up after 2 years or 5 years, generally speaking, it's the family home. And if that can be sorted out, whether one person buys the mortgage out or whether the house is sorted, obviously the couple will be bruised, but legally speaking, they can move on. If it's a farm, I don't think it's fair that if a farmer marries, let's say, a plumber, it doesn't matter who's the male or the female, both earn the same things. It's not right after 2 or 4 or 5 years that the plumber can still have their qualification, can still do their job and make their income. And is it fair that that particular person can look for a part of the farm, which is the farmer's, it's his tool, it's his education, it's his qualification? I suppose the prenuptials, over the long term, the other person definitely has earned their right. But, you know, in the short term, if the breakup is inside, we say, 10 years, I think prenups, they should be considered at that stage.
Donald Trump's ex-wife, the businesswoman Ivana Trump, had a famous saying which featured in the 90s movie The First Wives Club.
Ivana, I want to thank you for coming so much. You're an angel.
Ladies, we have to be strong and independent. And remember,
what?
Don't get mad. Get everything.
Maybe catchphrases like this have fed into a long-held Irish insecurity.
I've seen the older generation, and it's been said, and it's an awful thing to say, that, you know, you walk up the aisle with 100 acres, you walk down the aisle with 50 acres. And there is people, unfortunately, my age and older, they let relationships dwindle away because they were afraid that, or their parents in fact, wouldn't let them go or wouldn't concede to give them the farm, and their partner just went away to give up waiting. So in some circumstances, a prenup could have helped a relationship. And, you know, there's probably farmers out there now, old and single, and possibly they could be married and have a family at this stage if prenups was available. So I think it has to be explored, and the possibilities of it and safeguards built in.
Farmholders in Ireland tend to be men. And so is there sort of a built-in discrimination against women there? Do you think there's this gold digger mentality that needs to be combated?
It definitely has. And there is that. I think I'd be hoping that that is gone at this stage. That was there. I know that definitely was there 20, 30, 40 years ago. Possibly it held farmers back. In generally speaking, the woman working outside the farm is probably more beneficial to the finances than the farm. If they have a reasonable job at all, they're probably making more than the farmer is making. So who's the gold digger there?
Do you find, maybe in your experience as an ICA woman, have you ever encountered that anxiety in the farming community about, you know, losing land in the event of having to divide up assets after a marital separation?
Yes, there would be that conversation, and it would, yes, I have to be very honest, you know, people would say, oh, you have to watch who your son's going to marry because, you know, they could take the land, you go up the aisle with 100 acres and come back down the aisle with 50 acres. But you know, you've got to live in the real world, I think, and you've got to appreciate the partner your son or your daughter has chosen in life, and not to be sidetracked by, you know, negative thoughts. Whilst, you know, the worry is there, and maybe they light the odd candle or two. No, I don't think they would go that far.
So you would never ask your son's partners to sign one of these agreements?
No, absolutely, categorically no, nor my husband either. I don't feel it's necessary.
Lorcan, you mentioned there you have three daughters and you have a son, and it's not clear yet who will maybe take over the farm, but would you ask them to ask their partner, or would you ask their partner directly, would they sign a prenup?
Oh, that's a difficult question, and we're not there yet. When the time comes, I think I would, yes. I would. I wouldn't ask their partner, but I'd put it to my son or daughters. You know, it is an asset, and for their sake and my sake, I'd hate that in 2 years, if it went wrong, that we had to sell off 30 acres. But I don't think it's for me to ask my son or daughter's partner. That's not my business. That's their business. And I've always said it here, that nobody will be drilled into farming. They can get their education, and whoever has the most interest will be the farmer. And as of yet, I have no idea.
You and me, we made a vow. For better or for
Solicitor Deirdre Burke shed some insight into the popularity of prenups. Do you see a lot of it? Because I don't think we hear a lot about it.
It does happen a good bit among the farming community, and there would be a lot of inquiries from parents where maybe the child who's going to get the farm, or who already has the farm, has met somebody and is about to marry, and parents are concerned that what has been built up over generations by them, if they now pass it on and this in-law comes in, will this person take it all away? Very often it's just for information purposes, so that everybody knows where they stand. And I think it's very important for a couple getting married that they understand before they enter into that arrangement what the potential consequence of marital breakdown would be.
So people might seek your advice without ever really planning to bring it to a prenup stage.
Absolutely, because they just need that information. I'm in practice in family law over 20 years, nearly 25 years, and I could say I could count on one hand the amount of prenuptial agreements that I have actually put in place for people. A safeguard that people can always rely on would be that if the farm is the main source of income for the family, and the court needs an ongoing maintenance payment to keep children going, then the court will be reluctant to interfere with the income provider. So the court may not want to sell the farm, but will want to protect the farm to ensure that there's ongoing financial support for dependents. And that gives security to a lot of people in knowing that perhaps there is a chance the farm wouldn't have to be sold.
So the farm is the income, and selling that would remove the ability to earn an income, and in that case, the court would side with not selling it.
Absolutely, that's it in a nutshell.
The Law Reform Commission is to examine whether or not prenuptial agreements should be enforceable, but it could be 2021 before it makes any recommendations.
That report from Aideen Finnegan. Some of the texts coming in. What about doing away with an automatic entitlement and have an opt-in option instead if there's agreement between both parties? That's from Tom and Abby Leakes. That's a sort of a prenup anyway. What's the difference between a farm and any other family business or family money? And the farmer's wife will be expected to be a homemaker more than in most other walks of life. I suppose there the plumber still walks away with his skills and his tools. The missus is hardly likely to want the plumber's tools, so he can still make a living as before, whereas the farmer, without the acres, is not going to be able to create the income that did exist before the split. And this one, a marriage is like a storm. Before the storm, it's all lovely and calm. Then it gets angry and wild, and when the storm is over, the house and the car are gone. More comments coming in all the time on this and our other topics at 53106 or email patkenny@newstalk.com. We're on Twitter @patkennynt.